Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, this is our podcast for the 11th of May. We had to do this test. It was an IQ test. I was very rushed. Very rushed.
Simple Simon, Meta Pyman.
Footy tipping.
Hooked or not?
Mate,
where are
I was
from?
About three away from you, pal.
Mate, you were more like 20.
Michael from San Remo, he's done the footy tipping. Weird things in the car. And also, what's happened? Dronesy gave us a call this morning about what happened with Albo and Grace Tame.
Oh, yeah.
That's all coming up.
It wasn't very nice.
No, not at all, Robert.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, we got a message from our producer, Matty, yesterday. You guys got to do an IQ test. Now, Matty, what time did you say? An IQ test. Yes. That's what I said.
No, you said AIQ test. It's not A. You put an N after an A when there's a vowel after.
Now, mate, what time did you send it?
I would have sent it maybe 4-ish in the afternoon.
Yeah, or even a bit later, because I had to work last night. And I said, How long will it take?
Cry me a river.
I'm going to get a time check on you, Paddy Gerard.
Yeah.
3:44.
Is that 3 hours?
No, 4:30 is when you got the test. There you go.
4:30. Oh. And then Maddie said it'll only take 20 minutes. So I had to, because
well, that's
go
all
out.
It took.
No, it did not. It took longer than that if you're going to do it. It took longer than that. If you're going to do it.
Excuse me. It doesn't take longer than 20 minutes.
It takes longer than 20 minutes.
Oh, what were you doing?
Well, I was talking to people.
Taking it around asking friends or something?
No, I was talking to people on the phone because they were ringing and there's no time. See, I thought there was a time.
For anyone that would like to do the IQ test that we did, it's going to be on our socials.
Yeah, I'll put it on our Instagram and Facebook stories because the link will be there and you'll be able to just click it and send us what your results are.
If you're easily distracted, it might take longer than 20 minutes.
No, but there's no time. I thought there was a time limit. So what I did, I raced through some of the questions and thought, that'll do because there's no time limit on it.
Listen to the river of excuses.
The caveats here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Matty.
Oh, now, I thought there was all these things, IQ, down, down, down. I thought there was a time limit.
I thought there was no time limit.
Those
if you're
bars
going to
along
do
the top were an indicator of how far through the test you were.
Yes, but Matty said 20 minutes, and I thought there was a time limit. But the results have come through.
Still took you 3 hours to complete.
I kind of just clicked through it so I could get to the end and make sure it wasn't going to give you guys a fake result.
Oh,
so
right.
I just watched some Netflix, and I was just like, click, 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 click.
Oh, okay. Right. So you didn't technically do it?
No, I didn't do it.
Okay. So we did it last night, yesterday.
This is a worry.
And it breaks up.
I'm a little nervous. You've done well. You're faking, aren't you? You've done really well.
Your results, 0 to 90, below average. 90 to 110, average intelligence. From 111 to 121, your score above average. 122 to 130, high intelligence. I won't be there. 131 to 141, gifted. And 142 plus, genius, the top 1%. Okay.
I wonder if anyone's ever been to genius.
No, absolutely not.
Who are we going to go first?
Go Rob first, because he's always... Oh, come on, mate.
Rob Palmer, you had 118, which is above average intelligence.
Oh, he cheated. Well done, mate. Well done.
Why is the first thing to come out of your mouth he cheated?
Well, I reckon you did.
How do you cheat on an IQ test that's on a computer?
118.
I think Paddy says that because Paddy Gerard, you had 103 average intelligence.
I was bloody busy.
Sorry.
Shut your mouth, pal.
I was busy.
And you know what?
You still spent 4 hours doing it.
No, 4 hours because I had to go out and work last night and come back. So if I was plus 7 or plus 8, I would have been in the same department as Palmer.
Okay, Paddy, if we let you do this again.
Only. Yes.
If you do this again today and you don't beat Rob Palmer, what happens?
Yeah.
I won't have time to do it today.
You've got 2 days off, pal. What else have you got on?
We'll give you the whole weekend, and when you're back Monday, if you haven't reset it and beaten Rob, there needs to be repercussions if he can't beat you after a whole weekend.
I'll make you coffee for a week. What about that? A $5 wager.
I'll have a think about what it might be, and I'll get back to you.
All right, then. And we're going to put the test up online as well?
Yeah, we're going to put it on that story now on Instagram and Facebook, Paddy and Rob Palmer, Triple M Central Coast.
Take the test as well. See how you go. But it's not a race because you have time like Palmer did where I didn't
20 minutes it took.
Oh, I did not.
If you've got a spare 20 minutes, you should be able to do it if you're above average intelligence.
10 to 8.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It was the other day. We had Ian Gav's call. Right, and we had a chat to Ian on air.
In October, I got same as Rob on the bridge of my nose.
Yeah, okay.
Ian, can I ask, are they bloody wind chimes in the background?
Yeah, they are. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm driving to work.
Yeah, but what do you have wind chimes in your car for?
Well, I don't notice them anymore, but yeah, they sound nice, I guess.
Okay.
That is odd. Yeah. I had a mate, he had a Holden station wagon, but he could only ever give one person a lift because he would drive around with his drum kit in the car all the time.
So that was awesome.
So you could never, his massive vehicle, but it was full of drums.
Now, you've seen Matty Lucas, our producer. His car, there was a question you wanted to ask Matty.
Oh.
Matty.
About his age class.
What do you have?
Are you on the back seat, Matty?
I've got, what would you call it? Like, as if I'm a plantation owner, I've got a broad brim white hat sitting in the back.
What do you have?
A box of tissues?
No, the box of tissues is missing, so I'm not quite a pensioner yet.
Do you have barley sugar in there?
No, butter menthol.
Oh, is it butter menthol, is it?
That's the full trifecta, and then I'll fit right in.
And a throw-over rug. So, but you do have a big rug. Do you have a big, broad brim
Yeah, but I've
hat?
Never used it. I don't know why I keep it there. I just think that one day I'm going to need some sun protection. And I also have a fold-out chair in the boot.
Oh, you've got to have that. That's mandatory.
I'll tell you what, the first thing I bought after I got my skin checked was a broad-brimmed hat.
Yeah.
A new Billabong straw hat.
Yeah, for sure.
They're good.
And when you go to all the sporting fields around the Central Coast, a lot of them don't have places to sit, so you have got to have the fold-out chair, that's for sure. We've got Vanessa from Bensville. 133353. Yeah, what's the weird – is there a weird thing in your car?
We've got a full prize cupboard too because we've got 2 days off coming up, so we can bring us and we'll give you something.
Bow Brothers. We could send you there. Give us a call, 133353. What's the weirdest thing in your car? Because you went there too, located in Terrigal opposite the surf club.
Nice. It was tasty. I'm not sure whether I liked – I think the pork one was the one I liked the best. Yeah. It's like a – what do they call that? Pork belly, really soft, tender pork belly inside a bow thing with sauce,
you're making me,
herbs and spices, and the prawn one.
Vanessa too. Bensville, hello.
Morning, Paddy. Morning, Rob.
How's life going?
Life's good. Yeah, life's good, Paddy. All good. But I don't have wind chimes in the car, guys.
No, you don't. Like
no.
Ian.
Well, how different's that?
What do you have?
Well, I actually have a cereal bowl and a spoon.
See,
and a box of Weet-Bix.
Yeah, I've got a spoon in the car.
A lot. And you don't leave the milk in the car.
Well, some days I do.
Oh, dodgy.
No, not all days. No, mainly just the bowl and the spoon, Rob.
So when do you eat? Not while you're driving.
Well,
no, you wouldn't do it when you're driving.
I'd have to pull over the side of the road. Of
course you do.
Yes, who does that?
Of course
you
do.
That's illegal. Can't do that.
Yeah.
I get in trouble by the policeman. So, no.
Yeah.
I will pull over the side of the road and I will get my 5 Weet-Bix out and I'll put them in the bowl and I'll eat my Weet-Bix on the side of the road if I'm running late.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
People do weird things. Yeah. Like I've had one woman was driving and there was a dog sitting on a lap. It looked like the dog was driving the car.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No,
either.
Exactly.
Budgie, we'll give Vanessa some budgie smuggler bottled cocktails. We've got Wendy from Kincumber. Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey, Wendy. Hey, can I just ask quickly, are you wearing a watch?
No.
There you go. Another no. We're just checking how many people actually wear watches.
Idiot.
Not many at the moment, Wendy, but thanks.
Oh, there's been a lot of people that wear watches.
No
now,
one has
Wendy,
said yes. Okay.
Wendy, are weird things in your car? What do you got?
I've got a 5-foot-high stuffed toy Kermit the Frog sitting in the baby seat.
Okay.
That's a bit weird.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to put on to Dr. Wan after 8:30. Now, it's from the air and a skin cancer clinic.
Just
it could help.
In the back.
Why have you got a 5-foot high Kermit?
Got a frog looking at you from the back seat.
Well, I saw him at a garage sale and got him.
Yeah.
And then no one wanted him in the house.
Yeah.
So he sits in the baby seat, which I have for when I have my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he sits and looks out the window at people.
There you go.
Jeez, Kermit. And you know what he does? He just gets you down the transit lane, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, Bow Brothers, we're giving you a $50 voucher to spend there. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, good on you, Wendy.
Bringing the Asian flavours and street food together at Bow Brothers, located in Terrigal, opposite the Surf Club, open 7 days.
Got Stacey from Blue Haven. G'day, Stace. 123353.
Stacey.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
doing
all
right, thanks.
In your car, weird things, because Ian had his wind chimes there the other day. What did Joe? What do you got?
So we keep in the car a shiwi for when we go camping for the kids, and I keep a box of plastic straws.
Who's that for?
What are the straws for?
For the blokes.
The straws are for when we go through and get drinks or whatever, and they always give us those cardboard ones.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought
you get your own straws because the cardboard ones go soft.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know what? We were talking about shiwis last week.
When you said shiwis, and we had talked about them, and then you said plastic straws, that would be the hardest thing to get on the end of it.
Well, see, I was thinking the shiwi for the bloke and the plastic for the woman and the plastic straw for the bloke.
No,
on there.
But you'd need bigger straws.
Definitely not.
No way.
All right, well, look, thanks, Stace. We have got a family pass for you to see Central Coast versus Brisbane Rampage at the ice hockey, which is an awesome sport to watch live.
Oh,
National,
wow.
Yeah.
National Ice Hockey is back in Erina with the Coast Ice Hockey Team. Tickets at thecoasthc.com.au, but the tickets for you are free.
Well done.
Never been to those before.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's this Sunday. So if you want to go, as you said, the Coast is taking on the Brisbane Rampage. Yeah. Saturday, May 14th and Sunday, May 15th at 3 p.m.
So. Hey, Stace, just quickly, are you wearing a watch?
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Ah, so
you're
shove
ruined
that.
My perfect
shove
run,
that.
Stace.
Thank you, Stacey. Yeah, proved a point to numbnuts this morning.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And it's time for Leech Boy. Yeah, now Jussie, BBL champion twice over, played in three of them, a local boy. Of course, you've just been outside, but you come in bearing leeches.
Well, yeah. I tell you what, I came in thongs at Swinter, but I was like, oh, I'm not going to be here for long. I'm just walking in thongs, and they're all over my feet. I've got attacked by 1,000 mosquitoes. So I tell you what, I'm bloody itchy coming in, lads. Right.
And then we pulled our duds up.
Triple M's natural defences.
Yeah. Checking our legs the whole time.
I know. I've brushed my legs 16 times since you walked in.
Since we found a leech off that fell off Justin's leg. Now, mate, you had COVID as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, last week, I said to producer Matty that, oh, no, I'm under the weather. But, man, I had COVID, and it rocked me to... So anyway, like just the joint pain. I couldn't handle the pain. I didn't necessarily get sick, but I couldn't handle the pain I was getting throughout all my body. So I called the ambulance and they gave me some strong medication, which was nice, and I was better within a couple of hours.
Get the green whistle?
No, I asked for it. They're like, mate, come on, it's just a bit of COVID. And well, they're like, pain, you got to stop carrying on.
If you get a proper flu, joint pain can knock you. It knocks you off.
Tax everything.
Yeah, it was just 24 hours of the worst pain I could ever imagine.
Has anyone had sucked on the green whistle? Have you?
I've had it a few times with sport injuries. It's heaven.
Does it work immediately?
Like within 1 minute, you're in another world and you can't feel anything. And then I had a broken arm, a broken shoulder, and then when I moved it, you know it hurt. Yeah. But you're just giggling away and you just could not get
it. What is the green whistle? What's in it?
It's just this, I don't know what
it is. It's like nitrous oxide, like the dentist use.
I don't know.
The dentist gas.
Give us a call.
I don't know, but it tastes funny.
Does it?
Yeah.
We should give it to all our listeners. Might
just
make
before we
sound
get to sport,
yeah.
Have you got a watch on?
No.
No. There you go.
So.
There's another note.
What's that?
There's another note.
This is a Fitbit.
Oh, that's
thank
a
you very
much.
No, it doesn't have a time on it. It's one of these new Whoop
thank
ones.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, there's another note.
We were just looking. Because Nummy, who I work with,
I reckon about 2% of people wear actual watches.
Caitlin in the news wears one. Maddie, our producer, wear one.
It's an Apple Watch. That's an Apple Watch. It's different.
It's still a
watch. It's a phone on your arm.
It's a watch, you fool.
I'm just, no,
anyway,
it's not.
Anyway, let's talk to sport now. Magic round tonight.
Phone on your arm.
Around 10 of the NRL. Hey, did you see where Craig Fitzgibbon has switched Nicho Hynde to fullback?
That's actually on my notes right now. I'm surprised about that because he's had such a good combination there with Moylan, so it's going to be a big change. But obviously, have a lot of faith in the new number 7 who's coming in. And the big news of Magic Round, which is a shame, is Ryan Pappenhausen. It's a blockbuster match on Saturday night versus the Panthers in Melbourne. You know, that's the game everyone wants to see. And Pappenhausen, the man in form, he's out for 4 to 6 weeks. Now, he's done a double injury here. He's torn his left hammy, but he's also done his right knee in his PCL, and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks as a minimum, which means he misses State of Origin, which is a big shame. And then last year with Magic Round, it's when all the refs started enforcing the head knock.
Yeah. Everyone was off.
So everyone this year is like, what's going to be next? Is there anything going to happen? So let's hope the refs, they keep the whistle in their pocket and it can be a really good round of footy.
Yeah, what Storm could do, they could get their trainer to run across when Nathan
that
Cleary
had nothing to do with
is
it.
Kicking
Cleary
the goal.
Cleary was
like
eyes on the ball.
He never saw it.
Thank you, Justin Avendano.
Grubby tactics from Parramatta.
He'll just keep talking until he gets his message through. Doesn't matter what you say, Justin.
Well, Manly are playing the Broncos this week, and we've got the 3 Dvojevic buyers, so good luck trying to beat your team, Broncos, mate. You got no chance.
$5 lottery ticket.
You're on, mate.
Okay, give me the shake, buddy.
Here we go.
And remember...
And do I get
that's
a third
easiest,
of that?
That's the easiest $1 million I've ever won.
Do I get a third of whoever wins?
No.
Come on, I'm in the room.
And remember what Servo Steve said.
But, mate, I'm 66 years of age, and I've been betting on football for years. And the law is, and there's a simple statement with it, it is loser buys, share the prize.
There we go.
Yeah, lose so the prize. If you win, you got to share your ticket with him.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Mate, come on. Hey, mate, Gal's big fight tonight.
Oh, is he fighting Ronald McDonald?
There are some big fights tonight. So it's not just Paul Gallen. Now, Paul Gallen's taken off Tervzineski, if I hope I pronounced that right. Now,
correct pronunciation.
Now, Gallen walked out of his press conference the other day, saying, I'm going to bring a street fight. This guy's a pretty fighter. I'm going to bring a street fight. You're going to get bashed. So Gallen's bringing the media with it. And then the second card, which is another great fight, is Nikita Zhu, brother of Tim and obviously the son of Kostya. So it's his second professional fight. And he said he's feeling the pressure of his family name. He's heading up to Newcastle where the family's never lost. They're 9 from 9. So hopefully Nikita can bring his A game and win tonight.
How many zoos are there?
Oh, there's Taronga Zoo. I was going to say, that's got me.
If they get those zoos together, that could be a national. They're a national park.
Oh. Also, Cricket Australia has put out the schedule.
Yeah, now Cricket Australia, now they've just released their schedule for the next 18 months, and pretty much for the next 12 months, the Australian team, if you play all formats, you're going to be on the road for over 320 days of the year, which is just ridiculous. So it starts off, we go to Sri Lanka, then we've got the West Indies at home, we've got New Zealand at home, we've got South Africa at home, we've got the T20 World Cup. Then we've got England coming over all in the next sort of 6 to 7 months. And then next year.
Are you talking about the rugby?
No. The next year is the Ashes. Yeah. And then followed by an ODI World Cup for cricket. So
how many games is that?
It's just a ridiculous amount of cricket. So if you love watching your cricket, it's going to be great. But for the Aussie team, I feel for them because they're going to be away a lot. And it is tough on their mental health as well. You can't forget about that.
What about
the golf?
Yeah, there's a new golfer trying to qualify for the US Open next month, and his name is Happy Gilmore.
Come on. The
poor bloke, he doesn't hit it. He hits it short. As if you know Happy Gilmore, he hits it an absolute mile. Yeah. He can't hit it. He's an absolute dweeb of a bloke. Sorry about that. But
has he just renamed himself by deed poll?
No,
Happy
that's,
Gilmore?
That's actually his name. He's Happy Gilmore. It's his family's name. So it's like, oh, that poor bloke.
Mr. Gilmore.
So you're trying to be a professional golfer, and that's your name.
He's a dweeb of a bloke. He can't hit it.
And he's like, oh, hopefully he can putt.
I work with his brother.
Hang on. So the Gilmores saw the movie, because the movie must be 20 years old.
Yeah.
And they've seen the movie, had a baby, and Mr. Gilmore went, let's call the kid Happy after the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
There's another guy on tour called Adam Shank, which is also probably one of the worst names you can have on the golf course as well. So, bad names.
Unlucky.
Anyway, Leech Boy, thank you very much for coming in. You check your legs and your carpet that you haven't left any leeches behind in the studio. Thank you, mate, and we'll see you next Friday.
Thanks, Lance.
Justin Avendano, absolute champion, BBL twice over, and our local bloke.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Anthony Albanese, Grace Tame Alliance appears to be over because Albo met with Alan Jones on Jonesy's show, and she...
Can you explain Grace Tame?
She was the former Australian of the Year.
Yeah.
And anyway, Grace tweeted, this is where you could have just frowned and walked off, or better done, not done it. There are plenty of other ways to broaden your messaging without enabling known agents of sexism and abuse. None of us is obliged to speak to bigots. The optics of this aren't good. So that's doing the rounds... Better get this.
Hello, Triple M.
Yes, good morning. It's the man who believes that if any batter on Struggle Street... Mm-hmm. Oh, hang on.
Okay.
What did I tell you? Ooh. I wanted 1 1/4 marshmallows in my hot cocoa.
Oh, dear.
Not 1 1/2. You fools are so incompetent. That's why you're poor.
Oh, jeez.
Hopeless. Jeez. It's so difficult to get decent staff these days. That wasn't on air, was it?
No, Big Al.
Oh, thank God for that. I didn't want to come across as a belligerent employer, as I'm not.
No.
Hang on.
Okay.
Now get me my new hot cocoa with the correct amount of marshmallows immediately. Oh, Paddy and Rob Palmer, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Big Al, you seem a tad upset today.
Doesn't he?
Absolutely not.
Right.
I've taken all my vitamins.
Right.
My morning constitution is as regular as a Newcastle Knights loss.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I have never felt better.
We thought Grace Tame's comments about Anthony Albanese appearing on your show may have affected your mood, Big Al.
Oh, nothing or no one affects Big Al.
No.
Say, write, or post whatever you want.
Yeah.
Grace wanted the opposition leader to walk off.
Mm, right.
And not talk to me.
Yeah.
Well,
how dare.
I lowered myself to talk to Albo.
Yeah.
I do that from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, you have to talk to battlers on Struggle Street, and that's why I ring you two.
Thank you.
Hopeless, both of you. But I give you the time of
yes,
day.
Yes, you do.
I wouldn't give you the shirt off my back, but it's too bloody cold at the moment. That's the reason why.
Yeah, I'm glad you called today, Big Al, because Rob is having his operation tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Mm. I have been listening with intent this week, yeah. And it's goodbye to a section of your proboscis tomorrow, Robert.
Mm.
Yes. Get rid of that cancerous element, and it's gone then.
Well, for sure, Big Al. My nose is going to be sore, though.
Oh, no. I was talking about Patty. Anyway, all the best. I must go by.
that was mean to you.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is rugby league, folks.
Great stuff from the Roosters.
Goodbye! The try of the season. Penrith, one end to the other.
Tom, Tom, that is from another universe.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's NRL Tipping Comp.
Yeah, magic round in round 10. You tip out 8 out of 8, and we're going to give you 500.
Too easy. Woo. That's awesome. Thank you, Avoca Beach Bolo. Now, we've got Michael from San Remo.
Hey, Mickey.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. What you doing? You at work?
Nah, can't work, mate. Not in this rain.
Oh, right. So
what's your job?
I own a couple of excavators, guys.
Oh, mate.
Oh, oh that's a punish.
Wouldn't want them bogged, mate, eh?
Nah.
What happens? If you can dig a pool in rock during the rain, you'd still be able to dig in rock, wouldn't you? Not really.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Hey, yeah. Mickey, have you ever had your excavator stuck?
No. No, I'm not that silly.
Okay. No, not that silly. Not like my friend here, 103 on the IQ test.
Oh.
He's average. Hey,
Mickey,
he's average.
I was rushed, and I'm going to do it again. I'm, you know, Palmer gets 118, so what? Now, Michael from San Remo, who do you support in the NRL?
West Tigers,
West
mate.
Tigers. All right. Well,
tough year.
If you get 8 out of 8, we're going to give you $500 thanks to Avoca Beach Bowling. So let's have a look. It starts on Friday night. The Doggies take on the Knights. Who are you swinging for, mate?
I'll go for the Knights on that one, mate.
Oh, you reckon they're going to have a win?
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay.
You've got to find it somewhere. And yep. Against the Bulldogs, it's probably not a bad chance.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Sea Eagles and the Broncos. You know what to do here.
Yeah, the Eagles, mate.
Hey, what are you doing, mate?
The Trbojevic boys are back.
Yeah.
And the Broncos can't put together more than one on the trot.
Yeah.
Well, maybe two if they're lucky.
Michael,
not a fan of the Broncos.
Oh, yeah. I thought you wanted the Broncos theme song.
Good on you. Good on you. That's what I say every day.
All right, Saturday. The Warriors take on the Rabbits. Which way?
Well, Rabbitohs, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Rabbitohs, yep.
All right.
Righto. Titans versus the Dragons on Saturday, arvo.
Oh,
tough one.
I'm going to go with the Titans on that one.
Are you, right. You reckon they'll have a win? All right.
Well, they're playing in Queensland.
Now, last week, the Panthers, they were dudded because Parramatta cheated by putting a trainer while poor old
Paddy, those of higher intelligence know that that had nothing to do with the kick. Okay, so anyway.
Was trying to kick. Which way to go? This is going to be a good round. Match of the round in Magic Round. Storm v Panthers, a repeat of the grand final last year.
Yeah, I'm going with the Panthers, guys.
Panthers, okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know what? Someone's got to knock them off, and why not the Panthers this weekend? Now, here we go. They've moved Nico Hines into fullback, Sharks, and they're playing the Raiders. What do you think?
What was that? Sorry, guys.
The Sharks playing the Raiders, but Nico Hines has been moved from fly half to fullback.
Yeah.
I like the Raiders, mate. I'm going with the Raiders on this one.
Yeah, you don't call them fly halves and umpty.
Right.
Sunday, the cheating Eels take on the Roosters. Which way do you go?
Roosters,
yeah, of course. Get on the Roosters, everyone. Oh, last game.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, and then Mickey's team.
How on earth the Cowboys are in third place, I don't know, but they're playing the West Tigers, your team. Mickey, what's their plan?
I'll back my team all the way, mate.
Okay, go for the Tigers.
Could be worth 500.
All right, now, we'll find out Monday, Mickey. We might call you back and say you've got $500 if you tip out 8 out of 8. Good work, mate.
No problem. Thanks for the time, guys.
No worries.
Nice
Michael
one.
From San Remo. And thank
all
you to Avoca.
Thanks to the Avoca Beach Bowling Club. Huge sporting moments. Even bigger screen to watch them on, Paddy. See you at the Avoca Beach Bowling.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.